This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello there.
Hi there, guys.
I'm a snotty mess and it's really not nice to listen
but
to.
But I think it sounds great.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It sounds cool.
It doesn't sound cool. I think what sounds sexy is when you have like a bit of a sore throat and your voice is good.
Yeah, but yours sounds
really deep.
I think yours sounds exactly what someone who has a cold sounds like.
It sounds like, yeah.
It sounds cool.
It's funny because I thought for ages I was totally getting away with it. I was like, I am flying it. I've had a couple of like attempted colds as I've stopped in their tracks.
Yeah, I feel like Dave and I have been sick a lot more than you.
Yeah, I've been fine. I'm around you all the time and I was fine. I'm not even blaming, like, you two have been all right the last while. I don't know who gave me this.
I've been sick
this year.
I don't know what's been going on with me.
Yeah, a little bit of rundown maybe going on. But there's loads of colds going around.
There's loads of colds.
At the moment, yeah.
Like, I think it's also it is cold out.
It is.
Do you know what I mean?
Guys, I mean, shivery this morning getting up. Were you not?
Yeah, so was I.
It's just like going on so long now. I feel like March is almost the worst.
I think we said it. Yeah. I said it this time last year as well. We were like, fuck me, this has been going on for a while. Like, we've had this since what? Like, August.
Yeah, because, like October. Like, yeah. I remember when I said this before, when we did the Halloween prank, which was like the 16th of October, we were frozen in that big house. Mm. And here we are now, March. That's 6 months later nearly.
Yeah,
that's the biggest prank
still
on Irish radio.
Fucking freezing. Yes, the biggest prank on Irish radio.
And you know what's funny? We actually never described it as that. We were just told that was what it
that's
was.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that was what it was.
It was fun though. Do you remember that? That was a wild time. You can watch it, I think, on Spin's YouTube.
Ah, like the whole production was fabulous.
It was really good.
It was cool.
The whole day of sorting it was really exciting. Another thing, just on the cold thing, Jack is obviously one of the most... what would you say? They take up a lot of room.
Mm.
I'd love to be in that place to be like, I think it's fair to say the heavy jackets can maybe keep one out.
Yeah.
But we're not there yet.
No.
I'm just dying to be like, flat pack them, hoover them up and get them under the bed for a few
months.
Oh,
I've been in the same coat.
I also feel like cars need to be warmer. Cars
faster.
Need to be made out of duvets or something.
I find like I'm probably on Camden Street before my car heats up in the morning.
Yeah,
and
I get that.
I get one big blast coming down Camden Street and then I'm like, sure, park the car now and go in. The first while is like...
See, I have like, yeah. I get up at 10 minutes before I actually leave the house. So I get up and straight away I start the car.
You were saying that before. I'd be too scared my car would be robbed, to be honest.
I wonder, do the newer
cars... You
gotta
get a lecky gate, man.
I need to get a lecky gate, guys.
I wonder, do the newer cars heat up quicker?
They do. There's a fella on Instagram.
Heated seats and all as well.
There's a fella on Instagram I follow, and he heats up his car in the morning through his phone, an app on his phone.
That's the way to do it.
Like, that's
if you can
very
do that,
cool.
That's great. I'd love a heated seat, but I'd never get out of it.
Someone
I'd
said
be sitting in the car until right before we come on air, just being like, this is so lovely.
Do you know what's a normal thing now is a heated steering wheel.
Yeah,
your handies.
Who's need that?
Oh, my mom would always be like,
really?
And you know, if you got a bit older as well, Dave, and you have a bit of arthritis, be lovely for your fingers.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, and your bones.
Be nice.
Anyway, our boss has just come in, so it's meeting time.
All right, get a bollocking.
Catch you tomorrow and enjoy today's show. Bye bye.
Spin Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Good start.
Mayor, good start, eh? Good morning. It's 3 minutes after seven. It's Monday, the 11th of March. And you're with Emma, Dave and Ashley on Spin. How are we?
Good morning. Welcome to a brand new week.
Good morning, world. Wakey, wakey.
The sun is shining. Everything's happy.
Singing.
Yeah. What's that Willy Wonka thing? Do you remember he's like, good morning, starshine. The earth says hello.
Oh my God, the vibes are amazing today. I have quite an interesting breakfast with me this morning. Now, you may look at this and say, Ashling, that's your breakfast every day. It's a jar of overnight oats. However, this jar of overnight oats was made by my boyfriend at about 12:30 last night.
Okay.
After a good night out, is what I'll say.
He loves going out on a Sunday.
Yeah. Well, we went to a gig, so I was also there. The jar is sticky with chia seeds and yogurt.
On the outside?
On the outside.
Oh, I don't like that.
There's like probably 5 tablespoons of chia seeds in it, which I might do one.
Okay, yeah.
I actually thought there was no fruit in it, which is kind of the main component of overnight oats, but I've just found a strawberry peeking through the top of the
yogurt. Oh, very good. Well done, Alex.
The last time he made me oats in this manner, it was like eating like one of those... seed balls that you give a bird.
Oh, yeah,
completely dry.
Oh God!
Because the balance of water and oats was off.
I think we're missing the main point here. He was on a big night out and came home and made you overnight oats.
Hell yeah! I was like brushing my teeth. I was like, make my oats.
Wow.
That's just like the relationship we have.
You're a lucky gal. That's so sweet.
I actually am, but yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Remains some, to
she,
be seen.
We'll see what she eats it if she's a lucky gal.
Yeah, well, that's true too.
Yeah.
You are with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Don't forget to have a good brekkie now this morning.
Exactly.
It is 7:05. Let's do this for a
morning. Good morning.
Spins fully charged with now.
Henderson and Rudimental and Alibi. I was reading up on that song. So apparently she was like riffing in a studio one night playing Gangster's Paradise. Came up with this and was like, sure, I could never. People would hate me going anywhere near Coolio's Gangster's Paradise.
No way.
Prince had a version of it before Coolio.
Prince.
Last night.
Oh. Yeah. So
she had to get rights from Coolio and Prince's estate as well before she went with this, and they both approved.
Wow.
I'd be very proud of myself if anyone from either were like, yeah, yeah. I like that. Go for it.
But is it like
yeah.
Money Talks?
Maybe
yeah,
so.
Do they even care what it's sounds like?
I don't know, but I think
like if we went to them, would they be like, yeah, sure, just give us 50 grand.
Yeah, maybe. Make whatever you want.
I'm not sure.
Do you know, I had a great weekend on the Spin socials, I have to say.
Did you?
They were lit,
humble brag here from Spin, but Shannon is over in LA, our showbiz Shannon, and she was flat out on the Spin socials at Official Spin 103.8. Great content.
Content yeah. all day.
Good crack stuff. Like
yeah. Brilliant.
Real good look at LA and all the like weirdness, and yeah, it was real fun.
Not
yeah.
just in general, like we haven't just sent her on holidays and she's
oh yeah, she's there for the Oscars.
She's there for the Oscars.
Obviously a fantastic night. Cillian Murphy took home the gold. Woo! Big wins as well for Poor Things. And we're going to cross
live.
I was waiting for it.
When did that start?
It was from the producer, Kat.
I'd love to know why that started.
I love it.
Around 8:15, we will cross live to
live. We
know from WhatsApp that she's trying to wangle her way into an Oscars party right now.
We
need to be able to catch her.
Well, if anyone could do it.
It'll probably be Shelby Shannon. We're crossing live to LA.
Live.
8:15 this morning. Fully charged. It's Dua Lipa on Spin with Houdini. 7:12 this Monday morning. Hope all is well with you. Okay.
So, not to keep going on about it, but it was Oscars night last night. Woohoo! Congratulations, woo. Cillian Murphy. We'll find out more later on when we cross live to Shannon.
Live
in LA. However, Cillian Murphy won like Best Actor or something like that. Not even the most coveted award of the weekend.
No.
Not even the most coveted awards show over the weekend.
What is this, lads?
You think it'd be the Oscars, obviously. But no. The Golden Raspberry Awards, also known as the Razzies.
The
Remember
Razzies.
We were talking about these last Friday?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. This is right up my street. I was saying I wanted an award ceremony that celebrated the worst films, like just the crappest and worst actor and everything. And Callum was like, they have that. It's called the Razzies, and apparently this is the 44th year of it.
What?
And there have 44? Been so many crap movies that I've spent money on going to see this year, so yeah. I'm glad they have a place to be awarded.
Literally, it's a parody award show honouring the worst of cinematic failures. I'm here for it. Announced the day before the Oscars, Hollywood's finest, the Razzies name and shame this year's worst films, right? And the organisers described their awards as the ugly cousin of the Oscars.
Wow.
Which I'm a big fan of. It was on Saturday night, and the movie Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey swept the board at the Razzie Awards, winning 5 out of the 10 categories.
Where can I watch it? Is it still in the cinema?
Apparently it's on Prime.
Oh my God.
What's the full title?
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Oh, that's great.
So, is that when Winnie the Pooh turns real evil?
Well, this is the thing, right? So the tale was expiring in terms of copyright, okay? Which means according to US copyright laws, rights to the characters can be held for 95 years. And after that, the characters can be legally shared, performed, reused, repurposed or sampled by anyone without permission or cost.
Wow.
So the writers took advantage and reimagined the characters of the 100 Acre Wood as vicious serial killers. I watched the trailer of it. It looks terrible. I can't wait to watch it. Basically,
looked up the picture. It's so scary.
Christopher, what's the Winnie the Pooh's like owner?
Oh yeah.
Christopher Robin, not Walken. That would have been really, really bad. But Christopher Robin basically comes back to the 100 Acre Wood after years of not being there to like check up on his pals, and they've turned evil because he's left without them. Anyway, The Guardian called it a terrifying combination of not scary and not funny, awarding it 1 star, and Empire said it was the poorest writing and acting scene in theatrically released horror film in living memory. The movie won Worst Picture, Worst Screenplay, Worst Director and Worst Ripoff. Pooh and Piglet, depicted in the film as bloodthirsty killers, also won Worst On-Screen Couple.
But they weren't the only ones. Sylvester Stallone, Expendables 4, also picked up two awards. So Worst Picture was Winnie the Pooh. Worst Actor was John Voight in a movie called Mercy. Worst Actress was Megan Fox in a movie called Johnny and Clyde. She was also the Worst Supporting Actress, which I think is, that's amazing.
In her same movie?
No, different movie.
Oh, God.
Expendables 4. Oh. She won the Worst Actress and the Worst Supporting Actress.
There's no hiding behind that one, I don't think.
That's a win for, that's a great night.
Who goes to these? I presume none of the actual nominees are there.
It's like, might be like a funny comedian influencer maybe event.
Right, and like maybe movie buffs.
Like. Yeah. Like, do you know the...
But there's no famous people at it, are there?
I don't think so. Do you know the Mean Gays on TikTok?
Yes.
So they went.
Okay.
They were like on stage. So I think it's like a comedy thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I am all here for it.
That's fun. I think we need to go to that.
Yeah, that's true. Can we send Showbiz Shannon to that next year?
Yeah. No, or send her to the Oscars and also
the Razzies across the road in the crap theatre.
I think that's quite on brand for us.
I would imagine, lads, we'd have such a hoolie.
Yeah. All right, let's get working on the pitch.
Yeah, 100%. Can you believe last night is a year ago since you released Giving Me?
No.
What a year it's been for Jazzy, her new one, Shooting Star. Now it's Spin.
Recharged. I want to tell you about the gig I went to last night. It was in the Academy.
It looked insane.
It was insane, okay? Yeah. And that's what I will explain right now. So we went to see this Australian artist that my boyfriend Alex and I really like. He's like a funky guy. He's got a moustache. He's bald on the top, but got long kind of wavy hair. Yeah. He plays the bass. It's real funky music, but like his character's kind of funny.
Okay.
And like at one point he makes this, like he has this song about how like he had a glow up when he hit 40, like he got really sexy and all his friends got real ugly, and then like everyone was like, "You're beautiful, Danny!" Like people kind of play into his character, whatever. And the last time we went to see him was like 2 years ago, and he had a really good support act, and I wouldn't be mad to go to the support act. Like, I'd go, grand, but I wouldn't be like rushing to get there in time. But we knew the last ads were good, so we were kind of excited to see who his support act would be. And my God, did they not disappoint?
Okay.
I would call these two lads like comedy singers.
Okay.
Like, all of their songs, the lyrics are basically like a stand-up set. They're so funny.
Like a Bo Burnham type of...
Yeah, that kind of thing. So they come out and they're like in like farmer jeans and like a polo shirt.
Okay.
They're dressed like so like haphazardly, whatever. About halfway through the set, they both just take off their tops and they're not ripped. That's what I'll say about these lads. They're very, very funny. Their name is Get Down Services, right? And I started writing down some of their lyrics in my phone to share with you today, because some of their lyrics were so funny. So these are some of the lyrics that I wrote down. One song, the first song they sang went, "I've got Chucky in my pocket, can I have some crisps?" I was like, I like this, okay? Yeah. These are my guys. Another song that they had was about Jamie Oliver, and it's called Get Back Jamie. And it went, "Jamie says the dinner takes 15 minutes. I say, get back Jamie, I've only got 5. They're very funny, okay? They rhymed Mike Wazowski with Forgot My House Key.
Wow,
which
brilliant.
I thought was brilliant. And then one lyric that I wrote down just simply was, "I want a poo." They did a whole song about poo. At one point, they got everybody to shout out their mother's name for Mother's Day.
Nice.
We were like, "Paula!" That was just it. And at the end of the gig, everybody was shouting up at them, being like, "What's your name?" Because they never said who they were. And everyone was literally like, "What's your name?" And they literally grabbed one lad's phone at the front, typed in Get Down Services into Spotify, and then just gave it back. And he had to then like share his phone around the crowd so that everyone would know.
It was so annoying.
They were so weird, right? And then at the end, later on when your man Donnie was on, I went to the bar to get a drink, and one of the lads came up behind me, and he was one of the guys from the duo. And
sorry, did you not get totally starstruck?
Oh, I was actually like, "Sir, you're so funny." I was like, "You were so funny." And he was like, "Thank you so much." And I was like, "I didn't know how we'd go down in Dublin." I was like, "What do you mean? Like, you're absolutely perfect
thick.
For this place." Yeah, they were unreal. And I was like to him, "Listen, I wrote down some of your lyrics in my phone just because they were so funny." And I started showing him. And then he goes, I want to poo. And he was like, that's not one of ours. And then he looked again and he was like, oh, sorry, I want a poo. Oh, yeah, that's us. I really felt like I was witnessing art, and I've decided that I now want to be a comedy singer.
I think you should be in that group.
You are a comedy singer.
Yeah, that's true.
But I want to write comedy songs.
Yeah, but that's pretty much what you do on the show all the time.
With my own music.
If you want to see...
not stealing other people's music.
Like, not taking a backing track from someone else.
Yeah.
David O'Doherty, you should go see him.
Yes, I've seen him. He's brilliant as well.
And Michael Fry as well is also very good. He does the kind of piano vibes.
Okay, yeah, comedy singers. Yes. That's my new niche now.
But that is exactly what I always say that you do so well.
Oh, it is, to be fair.
Honestly. So what are they called again?
Get Down Services. My first song is going to be I Want to Poo, because that's not their lyric.
That's not theirs.
Well, that's an original.
I Want a Poo.
Yeah.
Very good.
Exactly.
Zara Larsson, this is You Love. You Love on Spin. Then coming up on 8:30, you can hear there's a little bit of a blocked nose going on. Getting up this morning, forgot to put a bra on after the shower last night. So I was getting dressed, kind of sick of this cold. We'd love to send you off on your holidays to Corfu.
Oh, we sure would.
At least you sound cool.
Do I?
Yeah. You sound sexy.
Do I?
You do.
Yeah, fair.
Oh, yeah, blocky nose.
Almost inappropriate.
No, but it's like that kind of James Blunt-esque kind
of. Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of nice.
Do you ever find that sometimes it moves? Your left one to be blocked, and then you're like, oh, grand. And then it moves. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I got some relief. And then it just shifts over to the right.
Right over. It's awful. Oh. You do sound like Phoebe Buffay. My sticky shoes.
It literally does work, though, when you're sick. If you just go to a hot country, it just goes away.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, it's happened to me before. I've been, oh, no, I'm sick for my holidays. And then I'm like, boom, warm air off the plane. I'm cured.
Is that why it's called a cold?
Oh, maybe. Maybe because you sweat it out as well. Anyway, look, we would love to get you on your holidays for a full week to Corfu. And if you want to go to Greece, message us the word golden now, okay? We'll try and get you on air to
win. It's going
to
go this week.
Stop now.
I'm calling it. It's going this week.
Golden in a WhatsApp now, please. 087 711 1038 is our number to get in touch.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
What?
I like that. Do that every week.
Please. I have done it every week, and this is the first time you've drawn attention to it.
It's very nice. This is a game we like to call That's Not My Name. We get three people on with no hints or guesses. We simply guess your name. If we get it correct today, you will win 8 IMC cinema passes.
And you know what? If we get it right today, I think we should all get to go home. It'd be too exciting.
Totally agreed.
I think they might kill the game if we do that.
It would just be too exciting. I wouldn't be able to focus on anything else for the rest of the show.
For a bit of kind of rule.
Yes.
To make this accurate.
We're going to reset the rules for you. Basically, you've got to send us a voice note saying your name, but we don't know that voice note. We will never hear that voice note until producer Callum plays it for us.
At the end.
Later,
so producer Callum
on.
Is the only one who has heard this voice note. We are going to actually play it out now for you listening, but we'll all take our headphones off. So we have no idea this person's name, but we want you kind of in on the game before us, before we find out the name.
So you can scream being like, it's so obvious, you silly Egypt.
Yeah.
You
just said
know
it.
That person's name. Okay, headphones off. Let's do
headphones
this.
Off.
Everyone have it. Headphones off. Callum, can I hit it?
Yeah. My name is Evan.
And off we go!
Player one.
All right, player one standing by. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Player one, is your name Shane?
That's not my name.
Player one, is your name Dan?
That is not my name.
Oh, you really kept us waiting there. Player one. Is your name Dylan?
That is also not my name.
Oh man, what is
Dylan,
your name?
Dylan, you keep us on your toes.
My name is Evan.
Oh,
Evan Dylan.
Dylan, Evan.
It's kind of similar.
No, you're miles off.
Miles off.
D and E are close in the alphabet.
I like
well.
The name Evan. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Evan.
Appreciate
thanks
it.
A mil.
Have a great day, man.
No matter.
Bye-bye.
All right, we move. Can we take our headphones off again? Are we good to go, Callum?
Yep.
Headphones off.
My name is Danny.
Player two, off we go.
Player okay. two.
Hello, player two. Are you there?
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, oh, there you are.
There you are. Okay, player two. Is your name Jason?
That is not my name.
Is your name Colm?
That is not my name.
Is your name, player two, Ryan?
That is not my name.
Ah, damn it. Player two, reveal yourself.
If you say Kevin, I'm going to cry because I feel like you're a Kevin.
My name is Danny.
I guess Dan, the last. One.
Oh, damn you're it. Sugar. You're a few minutes late.
So sorry, Danny.
Sorry.
Have Bye-bye. A great day, man.
I feel really bad because they want to win the cinema passes and That's we're true. The ones messing it
yeah,
up
Yeah, we're
them.
Ruining it for everybody.
Yeah, we win, you win. That's yeah, it's tough.
Sucks, yeah. All right, headphones off again, guys.
Headphones off.
Can we go, Callum?
Yep.
My name is Orla.
And finally, here we go.
Player three.
Hello, player three.
Good morning.
Good morning. Player three, easy one. Is your name Danielle?
No.
Oh, that's not your name. Player two, player three, your name is Veronica.
No.
Oh, that's not your name.
Not your name. Player three, is your name Karen?
That's not my name.
Great guess, though.
We got there at the end with the response, though. Player three, what is your name?
Orla. My name is Orla.
It was right there.
I know so many Orlas as well.
So do I. One of my best friends is Orla. Damn it.
Sorry, Orla. Thanks, Milo.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
I like how you laughed when I said Karen, but I mean, that is a real name.
I know, but it just reminds me of the new Karen's Diner open on O'Connell Street.
It wasn't a dig at all. It's just a name.
It is a name. It's a name called Karen. We're looking into a banker next week, so there'll be no more That's Not My Name. That's so sad.
No. You're wrong there.
Oh,
we're pushing it to Tuesday. Of course, we couldn't go a week without playing That's Not My Name.
Our new favourite game.
How many IMC cinema passes have we got?
10 next week.
What?
Double figures
10?
For the first time in That's Not My Name history.
My goodness.
It's incredible.
Post Malone, Doja Cat, this is I Like You on Spin. Good morning.
Spin's fully charged. Recharged.
Post Malone and Doja Cat and I Like You on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. My weekend post Friday night was the tamest weekend of all time and it was amazing.
Post Malone Friday night?
Damn it! It was right there. Got a solid 8 hours sleep. Woke up at the crack of dawn on Saturday morning and you know what I did?
Cleaned.
I went down the stairs and I made myself pancakes.
Oh, wow.
I had pancakes on Saturday as well.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I don't believe you.
I did. I made them at home with my brother. We actually had them for lunch.
Did you make the big ones?
Well, like the
full
flat
size
ones,
pan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't agree with people making the smaller ones and the fatter ones.
No. How many did you have?
I had three.
I had five.
What?
Yeah.
They're so filling, aren't they?
This is fascinating.
I felt sick after.
What do you have on yours?
Butter and sugar every time.
Butter?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd be with her. Butter and sugar on your pancake.
Oh, it's so good.
Butter on a pancake?
Butter and sugar, mate.
Butter and sugar is the best topping.
Yes.
The shook. It's on the crepe menu.
I had two with jam.
No!
What?
Oh my
jam.
God, you weirdo.
Granny.
You've managed to ruin pancakes.
I've managed to ruin pancakes.
Yeah,
jam, butter on
jam.
Ah, this is
butter and sugar. I'm telling you, it changes the game.
What do you have on the other one?
Lemon and sugar, as it should be.
Fine.
Probably a bit of cabbage or something.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Good morning. It's 2 minutes after 8 this Monday morning, the 11th of March. Here with Emma, Dave and Aisling on
Spin.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hope you're good. You may or may not remember this on the show last week, so we'll just bring you back a little bit. I brought you the story about a couple in the States who had managed to blag loads of free stuff from companies by simply asking for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So they are a couple who just moved into an apartment and they got huge viral fame on TikTok. Because they shared these letters that they wrote to loads of companies, including the likes of Coca-Cola, including a sweet company in the States, including Lego, saying, we are a young couple. We just moved into an apartment. We love your stuff. Any chance of a free gift?
Mm.
They got replies from the likes of Lego, who sent them this, I guess, I know it's obviously Lego, but ornament style, as in a little lad that they can display in their house.
Kind of a stretch being like, we need furniture. Hey, Lego.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't get down to the most practical companies either.
Yeah,
in
they
terms
just wanted
of,
free Lego.
They wanted free anything,
they,
really.
They just wanted TikTok fame.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about
it. And it worked.
We said, well, if they're doing it, why can't we? So myself and Dave and Aisling got pen to paper and said we need to write some companies in Ireland a letter looking for free stuff. I contacted Pseudocrem, right? I'm saying Pseudocrem.
I love the way you say Pseudocrem.
Well, it's Pseudocrem, but like it's actually spelled Pseudocrem. But anyway, Irish people say Pseudocrem.
You can call it Pseudocrem.
And I had a letter written, but I didn't need to send it because Pseudocrem were in touch with the show.
Oh.
On the back of us talking about it last
week. Why did you want Pseudocrem for free?
Because I love Pseudocrem.
Really?
And they're an Irish company.
What do you put it on? Are Pseudocrem
Irish?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So I was like, let's keep it within the country, you know?
Okay. So show us, where's all the Pseudocrem?
Well, that's the thing. Even though they were in touch, And they were like, oh, this is great. Then they ghosted me.
Oh, God.
So I tried to ring them a couple of times with the number provided, left a couple of voicemails, even gave my personal number being like, look, if you want to contact me at any time to sort this,
what the
like,
hell, Suda Cream?
Let me know. So they're gone. Who did you get on to?
I got on to Coca Noodles because I'm a big fan of their chicken noodles.
Yeah.
And I was sick a couple of weeks ago and I thought eating the new chicken noodles was perfect for when you're a little bit under the weather. And so I sent off a lovely letter talking about how much of a big fan I was of Coca Noodles. Plus their main, like, obviously they're like, I think they're a Singaporean company, but they have a like a base in Drogheda, which is really where, which is where I'm from. So I was like, oh, I'm also from Drogheda, by the way. You know, this is the, you know, this is like fate.
Love me.
Nothing back.
Right.
What the hell?
I sent a letter, not even an email, a letter.
I know.
And I got nothing back. I gave them my email address, I gave them my Instagram, I gave them everything. Nothing.
All right, Ash.
Well, I also
Zero
success with this challenge. And I contacted our national broadcaster as a huge fan of Fair City that I am, wink wink. And I asked for some Fair City kind of merch or props, anything, a pen and a fingernail. From Paul. I would have taken anything, I said, and I got absolutely zilch from Fair
City.
Well,
to be fair, I think Orty have a little bit more on their plate at the moment.
Trying to find you a fingernail. However, so no luck. Don't know what this couple on TikTok did that we didn't, but what we're saying is don't bother because it didn't work out.
Yeah. I'd imagine now Orty are just going, they're going to fix the company and the next they're going to send you out to Fair City.
My letter is on, it's on the pile.
It's number two.
Hey, stick around. We're crossing live in the next few minutes on the back of the great success for Cillian Murphy and other Irish and others in the Irish contingent last night at the Oscars. Showbiz Shannon will be on the show shortly and we're playing the golden ticket next.
Yeah, Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Okay, I got that.
Golden ticket.
Yeah, we want to get you on your holidays to Corfu, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Ebony is on to give this a crack this morning. Did you do anything nice with your free time over the weekend, Ebony?
Yeah, I actually took my granddad on Saturday to Croke Park to see the city trophies. He had an operation last year. He got his leg removed, so he's currently in convalescent there, kind of getting a little bit stronger to come home. So it was nice to get him out on Saturday.
That sounds amazing.
Nice.
Fair play to
you. The city trophies, like, I don't know anything about that.
He's been a Man City fan
They brought the city fans. He's also a city fan, which is so bizarre, Ebony, in the first place. And then the second thing, they were in Croke Park.
Yeah, they were doing like a tour of kind of like their trophies for. They're kind of doing it all over Europe, I think.
That's so very random. Nice for all the five fans in Ireland.
To be mean to our granddad.
That's lovely. So he had a nice day, nice bit of quality time.
Yeah, he did. He loved it. Yeah, he was delighted.
And how were the trophies? Were they big and shiny?
Yeah, they were. Security was on the ball, though. I kind of like.
Why did you try Rob?
Because obviously, he's sitting in a wheelchair, and so I kind of had to like lean over, and he was like, "Okay, can you just move?" Like he like was. Scared that I was going to like bum the trophy off.
I love it. That sounds good. What are you after today, Ebony? Are you going to work or what are you doing?
I'm actually in the office at the minute.
Oh, very good. Early start.
Are you in a stairwell?
It does sound like you're in a stairwell,
Yeah.
What do you do, Ebony?
I'm an insurance underwriter.
All right, very nice. Let's see if we can get.
Like, we don't even know.
Yeah, don't know what that is.
we'll leave it at the trophies.
Yeah. Ebony, let's see if we can get you a trip away. I feel like you deserve one. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. This is where you guess five songs and artists within 25 seconds, and if you do so, you win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing allowed. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really, really do not know the song, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final tune. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Ebony?
Yes.
By the way,
big for Ebony.
I'm massively up.
We're a big fan of your name, by the way, Ebony.
Yeah, gorgeous name.
Oh, thank you.
Really
nice. I didn't like it when I was younger because obviously it was so unusual, but now I blend into all the unusual names that go around now and I don't sound so unusual.
dead right.
Emma's too basic. I love an L name. Like, I don't know an Ebony until I'm
run mine on the register there. Yeah.
Ebony, where are you from?
Dublin.
What part?
Ballybrack.
Very nice. Ebony from Ballybrack, the best of luck. We got 25 seconds on the clock, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Ariana Grande, Yes And.
Stop the clock.
Nice one.
Wow, you're so calm and collected. I love it.
Yeah, Ariana Grande, Yes And. All right, you got that in 3.5 seconds.
Yeah.
So we've got 21.5 seconds left. 4 songs to go, and you do have that swap as well.
And I have a feeling you're going to know song two if you knew song one so easy. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I hate to give the
satisfaction. Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire.
Stop the clock.
Nice one. All right, Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire. Don't be so hesitant. You know it. We got that. We've got 15 seconds left now. 3 songs to go, and a swap's looking good.
I'm liking our chances, Ebony. Let's go for song three. You still have 1 swap remaining. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. My heart about 1, 2 times.
Don't need to question the reason. Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm yours. I know the earth will lose. Might want to swap.
Use your swap.
Swap. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God.
We had gotten down to 3 seconds there, so we're going to swap it out.
Yeah, okay, let's do that.
What are we taking out, Ash?
Oh, we're getting rid of Jonas Brothers and What a Man Gotta Do.
Oh, what a tune.
Oh, I was thinking of Waffle House.
I know. And then once it's stuck in your mind, it's very hard and the clock is ticking. So I think you swap well there. Well done.
Absolutely did. We are back to 15 seconds and we're going for a brand new song, 3, Ebony. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I want to catch the butterfly
feeling. Picture
this. Yeah.
Yep. Come on. It's new.
It's the new one.
3, 2, 1. Oh! Oh! I don't know.
That is quite new. It is Picture This, An Act of Innocence.
It's a gorgeous song.
Ebony. And I, you know what? I love that song.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, Ebony, lovely. It's been a while since we had a caller on where I was like, I think this is going to go today. I think this is going to happen.
You know what? I'm absolutely raging because I'm always like, oh, I'd be so good at that one. I love music. I know absolutely everything.
I know.
The fella's always like, how do you know that song? Like, you know a new song comes out before you know anything else. I'm like, I know. And clearly.
No, I know. My mom used to always give out to me, there'd be a song that was released on the radio on like a Wednesday, and on the Friday I'd be singing it in the car, and she'd be like, if you only knew your homework as well, did you know these
lyrics? If only you were able to do your exams like that.
I feel like we've all lived the exact same life. That's exactly what happened to me as I was a kid.
If only you could do your homework the way you learn lyrics.
Ebony, it wasn't to be today, but listen, we've had a lot of fun chatting to you. I hope you've had fun playing, did you?
I didn't.
Amazing. Thank you so much for playing. Thank you
for
listening.
Back to work now, you waster.
Have a great day, Ebony.
Working hard.
That's it, well.
Bye, pet.
Bye.
Disappointing. We all love Ebony. Ebony.
I'm so sad for Ebony.
Big fan. All right, we go again tomorrow. Message us now if you want to register early, if you feel like you would have done a little bit better today.
Yeah, it can be absolutely done.
Jonas Brothers, it was kind of a sitter.
I feel like people lately are just teasing us.
And
people
are getting better.
Can we just have a little look at song four there? I actually think easier than song three.
Quite easy.
Do you know what I mean? I think you'd get that.
And that is going to be the same song four for tomorrow.
Exactly.
Not going to move. 087-711-103. The word golden in a WhatsApp right now, please.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
We're about to cross live Hollywood on the back of Oscars last night. We sent our showbiz Shannon. I'm sure you know Shannon. She does all our entertainment reports across the day here on Spin, and you'll know her from our socials as well.
She's gone with Connor as well, our social guy.
Yeah.
Yes, he works in all our videos.
He does the social media. He's not just really social, and we just thought, he'd be great. Send him. Killian would love him.
Our chatty guy.
Yeah. He's a really sociable colleague.
He's a personality hire.
Yeah. So Shannon and Connor having a wild weekend, and obviously we need to catch up because on their time, it's still the buzz after the Oscars earlier without a sleep. Yes.
Yes.
Shannon, before we talk Oscars, how was the weekend? How was the build-up?
So me and Connor have had a ball. We ate In-N-Out Burger, which was gorgeous.
I love it. It's so good. I saw your caption as well. You'll never forget your first time. Dead right.
Like, we were literally looking forward to it so bad. I was like, Connor, we have to get In-N-Out Burger. Mm. So we did it. So tick that off the list. Then we broke into Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Good. Representing the company well over there, obviously, then, Shannon. Explain.
You know yourself. I am a Northsider. They shouldn't have let me over here. So basically, loads of millionaires, billionaires. Taylor Swift has stayed in this hotel, and we nearly got escorted out of the building. So we just really wanted to be able to say we had an adult lemonade in the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Okay,
little did we know that adults lemonade costs €65 in the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Stop.
Can you imagine the bosses at Spin if you spent their money on that?
I know, so that has gone straight on the work account. I will not be paying for that. It was all for work. It was all for research.
Did you get it?
But we got it, yeah, because basically we gave a fake name and a fake hotel room number. They were like, yeah, of course. What's your hotel room number and your name? And I was like, yeah, 205 Keegan. And they were like, okay, great. We'll get you seated. They got us seated. But we didn't think that they'd follow up on the room number or the name. So they came over the first time and they were like, sorry, did you say Keegan? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, okay, grand. So then I was like to Connor, okay, like something's about to go down now. They came over a second time and they were like, sorry, we're just making sure. Did you say Keegan, like K-E-E? And I was like, yeah. The third time the manager came over.
And she
was like, did you say your room number is 205? And I was like, yeah, 205 Keegan. And they were like, sorry, we just can't seem to find your name.
There must be
a problem on our end. And we were like, yeah, definitely a problem on your end. That's crazy.
Oh my God,
That's mad. So they were, literally sweating. And then obviously the heat didn't help with the sweating as well. So I was like to Connor, I was like, we have to get out of here. We have to go. We're going to get escorted out of this building. It's going to be so embarrassing.
That is insane.
We just like snuck by them casually. And then we legged them to the front door. We're like, run.
So anyway, Shannon, then it was Oscars time. It was like officially the big night. You were on the red carpet. What was the whole night like?
Oh my God, it was amazing. The buzz was just electric. Obviously, I was in the press room as well. So the atmosphere was just so chaotic. This was my first time ever in a press room. There was probably like 200 people there. There was wires all over the place. I was sitting at a table for like radio press. So everyone was speaking all different countries, representing their countries. And I was like, can you just be quiet? Like, I'm just actually trying to watch the Oscars here, if you don't mind. Just like, please be quiet. And then when Cillian Murphy won and made history for being the first Irish-born actor to win the gold, I literally screamed in the moment. I just said,
that's great.
That's amazing.
And tears nearly were streaming down my face. I don't know why. I just got so emotional.
I'm so glad you were there.
You were in that moment. Hype, like, and that's kind of the whole reason why you went.
Yeah.
He was nominated. So like it was a fairy tale ending.
It really was.
And you were there for the post-win speech, Shannon. Let's have a listen.
I'm a little bit of a daze, very overwhelmed. I'm very humbled. I'm very grateful and, very proud to be Irish standing here today.
Oh, I love that.
He was sure to get that in a few times.
Yeah, he was. He would have been killed if he didn't.
Yeah.
I saw even Joanne McNally share overnight a clip of BBC News reporting on Irish actor Cillian Murphy wins Best Actor. And she's like, they're not even like claiming him or messing around. This is how serious he is.
You know? So what was he like when he came into the press room?
Oh, he seemed so nice. But you know what? They only got to ask him 3 questions. 3 questions, and I was fuming. I didn't get to ask him anything. I stood up and I was waving my number in the air, and like, no, the moderator just was having a blind eye to me. She was having none of me.
Okay.
So was that like the moderator being like, that's enough, or him?
No, the moderator was like, yeah, that's it. Now this is the last question. And I was like, we literally got 3 questions in. Like, that's not a lot of questions.
No, no, a bloody Oscar. He was asked what comes next for Irish talent, and he gave a nice answer on that one.
I don't know if I said this in my speech because I can't remember what I said, but I think in Ireland, you know, we're really great at supporting artists, and I think we need to continue to support artists and the next generation of actor and director. I think that's vitally important.
I completely agree with him. I love that. It is
wise
very nice.
Words.
Yeah, wise.
So, Shannon, before we let you go, any other Oscars goss to tell us? Any hot scoop you picked up? Who's dating who?
Well, I could be going to an Oscars party now. I'm actually getting a little bit of a contact there. I was in the elevator and a guy just picked up on my Irish accent, and he said his birthday was on St. Patrick's Day. And then we got talking about St. Patrick's Day, and he was like, do you want to go to some Oscar parties? And I was like, do I what? Just tell me when and where and I will be there. I'm currently in my flip-flops, but I'm going to change them back into the heels to go out to a party now.
Oh my God. Shannon, living the dream. Go and see if you can party with Cillian Murphy coffee and get that well-deserved interview.
And also get him to retract his evils for me as well. Exactly. We want to be friends with Killian, okay? Not enemies.
Very true.
Well, enjoy that, Shannon. Better let you go.
Keep an eye on our socials at Official Spin 103 for more from Shannon as we go. And safe home, gal. It's feckin' cold here.
It's grim.
It was a miserable weekend.
See you later, Shannon.
I'll try and bring some sun home for you guys.
Please.
Talk to you later, Pet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Morning. Something you might know about us is that when this show finishes at 10 o'clock, we put together a podcast of all the kind of chatty bits of the show, minus the music. And every day when the show ends, we record a little bespoke intro to the podcast. The podcast is called Fully Charged Recharge. You can get it in all good podcast platforms.
Yes.
And all the bad ones too.
And on Friday, after we finished the show, we were recording our podcast intro as per usual, and we were having an exhilarating conversation about what we were going to do at the weekend.
Oh, shocking
really
content.
Really good content on the podcast intro, particularly on a Friday morning.
If you're a podcast listener, excuse me, you'll know that sometimes the conversations on the podcast are a bit loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
And we're a bit deranged because we're a bit tired and the show is over and we're allowed to curse.
And we rein it in.
And you're allowed to say things you're not allowed to say on the show.
Yeah, and sometimes it's giddy, sometimes it's sleepy. You just don't know what you're going to get. And while listing the things that we were going to do for the weekend, I said something that caused great upset in the room. Have a listen. And I'm going to have a rest on.
Oh, yes?
A rest on.
Yeah, a lie-in, you mean?
I would say a rest on.
What the f*** heard of a rest on?
Did you not say a rest on?
No, a lie-in.
That's so funny.
I thought you were talking about getting arrested there.
No, in my house, we'd all say a rest on.
No.
A rest on.
Have a lie-in.
Okay.
That is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
This was crazy to me, okay? I've said rest on for my whole life. And I went home at the weekend and I quizzed every member of my family. I say, what's the thing that you do when you don't get up as early as normal? And then they all said rest on.
That's so bizarre to me. I don't understand.
And you guys were absolutely disgusted and horrified when I said rest on.
Where are your parents from?
Dublin.
Wow, okay.
My mom is from Irishtown and my dad is from Clondalkin.
So they're both from Dublin, and then this was what you were reared with.
Exactly.
Obviously that's why it's in your head. So yeah, there's got to be a Dublin connection here somewhere.
Yeah,
so it must be like old school Dublin. Although my family are Dubs and I've never ever in my life heard of rest on.
My mom's a Dub and I've never heard rest on.
I feel like it could be an old school Dublin thing. I really, really, really want to know, is there anyone else out there who says rest on?
087-711-103.
I know lion is a thing, but I feel like that's a bit more American.
Not at all.
A lion.
No, it's not, you know, yeah, it's American if you say it like that.
But I feel like a rest on could be a secret Dublin lingo that only me and my family know.
I think rest on's real American.
Okay.
A rest on.
Please, please prove me right on this and don't make me be the only person who says rest on. Do you say rest on? 087-711-1038. Or do you say something else entirely?
Reveal yourself.
Reveal yourself,
Are you
yes.
part of the rest on gang? 087-711-1038. Let us know because we always think she's tapped but particularly at the moment.
We're settling a debate here on the show. On Friday after the show, we were recording the intro to our podcast. We put together a podcast of every show. Fully Charged Recharged is the name. And I said that on Saturday morning, I was planning on having a rest on. And it caused absolute consternation in the studio. Em and Dave couldn't believe that I was using the phrase rest on. I went home to every member of my family. I said, what's the thing you do when you don't get up at your normal time in the mornings? And they said, a rest on. So I'm here asking the people of Dublin to back me up and tell me on 087-711-1038 that they also say rest on. And I'm excited to be vindicated now.
You are a family from Clondalkin?
Yes, my dad's from Clondalkin. I lived there till I was five. My mum is from Irishtown. Two opposite sides of the city. We all say rest on.
Okay.
Shake hands emoji.
That's so bizarre. Like, it's two completely different sides of the county and you're both saying rest on, which is something I've never in my life heard of.
There are people in Dublin saying rest on.
However,
I guarantee it.
I will say, you didn't like lick it off a stone when it comes to just being a bit different. So maybe your parents were just trying to be like, let's lying so boring.
Yeah,
say rest on.
What? That's true. Let's
what
change
are you talking
it up.
About? Catherine standing by. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi, Catherine. Have you come to my aid?
I've never in my life heard a rest on. It's the first time I've ever heard it was myself this morning. A rest on. Who says
that? Sorry, Catherine. I said to get in touch if you do say rest on, not if you don't.
Catherine, I'm so glad you were on. I'm so, so glad because you said.
I'm sorry, but it's a lie on. I'm from Dublin. Like, I'm born, bred, raised Dublin all my life. I've never, ever heard a rest on.
Yeah.
A rest on. Who says that?
I'm telling you, it's interesting.
There's a bit of a merge there because I'd say lie in. You're saying lie on.
Would you say lie
I
on?
I thought you were from the country.
No, I'm not.
Well, you said your dad's from Clondalk, and I was like, no, hang on. I need to put a little text in here because I live in Clondalk.
You're from Clondalk, and you only moved out to Kildare with your family when you were like a
child.
When
I was like a kid.
Yeah. You went to primary school now in Clondalk, didn't you?
For 1 year, yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm getting very stressed now. What the hell? Please tell me there's other people who are saying rest on.
I love it, Catherine.
That's, there probably is, but not us.
That's one for Team Emma and Dave. Thank you for that one.
Cheers.
No problem.
Bye.
I think you're having me on here, but getting Catherine on. Like, bring me the people who actually say this.
Having you on, we're having you in.
Michael was on.
As a man living in Ireland from England, 100% it's a lie-in.
Yeah.
The English language lie-in. A rest on. That doesn't even make sense. Don't even know where you'd get that from.
You don't know where
your parents would get that from. Yeah, I'm agreeing with them. You're a bit tapped. It's definitely a lie-in.
Oh my God.
And he created the language.
That man. Yeah. I asked for Dublin people to tell me if they say a rest on. Back off.
I love this. No, so we've got a couple of texts in, right? And I am loving this. Keep them coming. 0877 11 1038. Louise said, nope, just you, Aisling. This says rest on. The rest of the entire world calls it a lie-in.
Stop.
You're on your own, kid.
I love the kid in there as well. Yeah. It's a bit like... Pfft.
Mary says, we say a lie-on, a mix of rest on and lie-in. And then Anya, and this is interesting because you said that your dad's from Clondalk and your ma's from Irishtown, right? Anya says, absolutely not. A lie-on, and I'm from near Irishtown and live in Clondalk, and confirm absolutely no one I know would say rest
on. She's a hybrid of my two parents. What the hell is going on? I want to see the phone. I feel like you're gatekeeping, like, no. 100 texts from me.
I think it's fair to say, Aisling, not a single person.
You
here.
Are lying.
Not a not single lying. Person.
I'm here.
You're lying.
I know. Not a single person.
I'm so freaked out. I'm so freaked. What the hell is my family doing? Please, dear God, somebody out there tell me that they say the phrase restaurant. If you know that your uncle says it, text him. Get me. We have 3.5 minutes here. To redeem yourself. Sanity.
Yeah.
Please.
Does anyone you know use the expression rest on for a lion?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Aisling is odd, but we knew that already.
End of conversation. Let's go.
Particularly a bit odd.
This is not how this was supposed to go. We were having a debate on Friday because I used the phrase rest on to have like a longer sleep on a Saturday morning. It's something that me and my family have said for my whole life.
Doesn't surprise me.
Em and Dave were horrified. We asked the people of Dublin, who else says rest on? And I feel like I'm being lied to here, but I don't think anybody up until now has gotten in touch saying rest on.
I think we have found someone.
I don't know. Let's just see, because we have one more person on the phone who wants to talk to you about this.
Okay.
So maybe.
Okay, thank God.
Maybe one person listening to the show actually says rest on. Stephen, do you say rest on or lion?
It's always been a lion.
A lion?
Steve, why are you getting in touch to say this? You should only be getting in touch if you say rest on.
Yeah, there's only a day that follows it. You say a rest on Saturday, a rest on Sunday. Never just a rest on.
That's actually interesting, Stephen. I like that. That might be where you got it from, Ash.
What does that mean?
I'm going to have a rest on Saturday. Do you know what I mean? But Aisling is saying it together. So it's like, I'm going to have a rest later on. Do you know what I mean? Or I'm going to have a rest on Sunday.
No, it's a rest on.
It's not you're going to have a rest on.
It is a rest on.
You'd have to follow up the on with the day. So you'd have, I'm going to have a rest on Friday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
You're someone who champions English as well. Like, you have an English degree, I believe. Like, what's going on here? Aisling.
Born and raised in Dublin all my life, I've literally never heard that expression used.
Stephen, you're living under a rock.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. Another one for me and Dave. Another point on the board.
Happy days.
Dublin travel.
Andy's just got on and said, Ash, what else has your parents lied to you about?
I don't know.
They're actually from Doolin.
I'm so freaked out.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, 4 minutes after 9 now on Monday the 11th of March. We are Emma, Dave and Aisling and this is Spin.
What's going on? How are we?
Good morning. I did a little experiment on Saturday night and it worked. And it was an experiment inspired by something producer Callum told us about a year ago. I was on Just Eat and I was ordering some food and there was a restaurant that had a dish that cost €0.00.
Oh.
It was a curry and it was like, you know the way it'll be like chicken, like $16.99. Beef, $16.99. Tofu, $16.99. Prawn, zero.
Seriously?
Zero.
That's yeah. some
And it's not like, because when my house all order Chinese together, it's like cost over 30 quid. And so then they're like, hey, would you like chicken? And I'm like, sure. No. And they give it to me for free. They give me like free chicken the wings or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, no, this is different. It's not like spend and you get.
It's
this
on
is
the menu.
On the menu for 0.00. Producer Callum experienced this about a year ago and he got a full free curry out of it because he clicked it as an order. So on Saturday night, I was ordering a takeaway for myself and I said, just for the crack and banter, I'm going to also add the 0.00 curry.
Bearing in mind, you don't eat prawns.
No.
You are a vegetarian.
Do you not?
I'm kind of a pescatarian these days now, I have to say.
Okay.
I'm teetering on the edge. Yeah, so
pescatarian's still good.
I did order my curry and paid for my curry, but then I added on the second one. And I wasn't sure if they were going to give it to me. I thought like maybe they'd know about the glitch or whatever.
Yes.
Curry arrives. I'm very, very excited. The bag is quite heavy. And in the bag are two curries.
No way.
One that I paid for and one I did not.
Maybe they knew their prawns were just about to go out of date. Like, get rid
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
She's getting the dregs of it.
Yeah,
they don't want to stink up their bins with a bunch of dead fish. So they're like, Aaron, look, just cook them up and get rid of them.
So what's the story? Did you save it for the next day?
I kind of just tucked in at it. I was like, have a little bit of yellow curry, a little bit of massaman.
Nothing tastes better than free.
Oh, yeah. It was so good. But I will say, just if you are ever on a nap and something is zero, give it a go.
Yeah.
It works.
Now, how was your belly the next morning? No complaints?
I did feel very bad. Double curry, not a vibe.
I'm still... Double curry, not a vibe. Okay, fair. I'm still thinking they're like... Ah, lads, just get rid of them.
Get rid of that. That's right. Put that up for 0.00. Watch some dope buy it.
I put it on my Instagram when I did it, and someone actually replied to my story with another tip. And they said, whenever I order a takeaway, I always leave in the notes going, if you have any scraps, send them on.
No.
And they said it works some of the time.
Oh, I'm so doing
that. So that's the next experiment.
I'm doing that.
If you have any scraps, send them on.
Yeah.
That is
who knows what
amazing.
You could get.
Everyone is still talking about one thing, and it's doing my head in. Everyone is still making memes out of the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow a couple of weeks.
It's brilliant, though.
A couple of weeks ago, right? If you don't know what's going on, then you must be living under a rock because this went insanely viral. There was a Willy Wonka experience going on in Glasgow. It was in a warehouse. It looked absolutely terrible. They had a few, like... big mushroom things over here and big candy canes over there and this supposed chocolate river, which was brown wallpaper on the floor.
Yeah.
That was the chocolate river.
It was wish.com.
It was proper.
Pure shite. And I think it was about 38 quid a ticket.
It was insane.
Yeah. The story got so big and it was so crap that I think the New York Times even were reporting
that's
on it.
Mad.
That's how big this story was.
Everyone was talking about it. You couldn't go onto Twitter without seeing multiple tweets in a row about it.
And you know what's such a shame? Because now it got so famous, if it remains open, people would just go for the lol.
Yes.
That's
it
very
true. Actually probably
it
make
would have made
mint.
So much money. Yeah. If they reopened now, I would go.
Yeah, I would fly to
Glasgow.
Like,
don't change
more
a thing.
Terrible. Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want them
that's
to change a thing.
Such a good idea.
It's so funny, though. That is just how it would go.
Yeah.
But this was that everyone was talking about. The owners had to, like, basically refund everyone, and all of these kind of memes were being made online, especially of one called The Unknown, where there was this character in the experience for the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow that they just decided to make up. It was this kind of scary looking character, anonymous character who'd pop out in random places and you had to catch him or something, and he was terrifying the kids.
And he was called The Unknown.
He was called The Unknown and
by
he was terrifying
Twitter,
the kids.
Or by the internet.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they've put him everywhere. You know what I mean? They've put him in everything. Like, oh my God, did you see the new villain in, you know, Stranger Things? And it's just a picture of The Unknown in photoshopped into Stranger Things or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's that kind of a vibe. And I went onto Twitter today, this morning, when I came in, and I was like, why am I still seeing memes for this?
It's old news.
It's so old.
Something like that does date quite quickly because
it's
so saturated, it's everywhere,
exactly.
And then it gets annoying.
So the thing is, they're Channel 5 are making a documentary on it. There was a picture that went round of an Oompa Loompa. Who was like looked miserable.
Yeah, it was just a girl in
and
the wig.
There was another one who is an Irish one. She's from Dublin. She was an Oompa Loompa at the event as well. She has started doing cameos.
Oh no.
Right? For £35 a go.
To be honest, Dave, I'm not going to lie. I'd probably do the same while there's a bit of hype there.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a bit of hype in the New York Times want to talk to me, you best believe
I'm
on cameo.
Sorry. Who wants a cameo like this?
Jules, I've just finished my shift in the chocolate factory at Willy's Chocolate Experience here in Glasgow.
Love her.
And
I hear that we've got something to celebrate. Yeah, Kiki wanted to tell me that you got a Wordle score of 4. How insane is that?
Like, what in God's name? No, who is paying for that?
Okay, I actually love whoever paid for that. What a queen.
But it got me thinking of, like, memes and stuff that are just so old and need to go, right? They just, they need to be dead. Number one on the list, and I know you listening, I bet you've sent something in the last week. Minions. If I see another Facebook meme of like, oh, the doctor said I could only have one glass a day and it's a giant glass and it's a minion drinking it. Ah, boom, boom, boom. Oh my God, let it go. Like, when is the last time minions were relevant?
The minion meme lives on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook mammies
and
love
thrives.
A minion.
Thrives.
Facebook mammies love a minion. Speaking of mammies, Irish content. Irish mammies needs to go. Okay?
I'm with you on this.
I'm sick of hearing about the immersion, about the flat 7-Up, the wooden spoon, the chicken fillet roll. For the love of God, are we not a little bit better at this than a couple of years later after all of this?
That slipped on the bloody ice.
Oh,
I swear to God, if he comes out one
and
more
actually,
time.
Banshees didn't do us any favours with the bloody donkey.
No, the donkey was,
just me, we're getting somewhere, you know?
So it's that kind of thing that, like, things that everyone is doing online that is just really, really getting to me. Another thing is brands copying Ryanair and being just for absolutely zero reason rude to their customers. I'm like, let it go. Let Sharon know what she has to do to get to her gate. Do you know what I mean? For God's sakes, there's no point
stop
in being
trying
like,
to get life.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there's no point.
Someone actually spent money on your product. Help them get a refund.
Help them.
Please.
I'm like, let Ryanair do their thing, because anyone who's tweeting Ryanair knows full well what's going to come.
Yeah.
I don't want to be tweeting, you know, say like IKEA. And I'm like, hey, this isn't working. And they're like, shut up. Do you know what I mean? I don't need that. Like, I need help.
Disclaimer, I don't think IKEA are doing this.
No, they're
just
not.
An example.
They're not, but that's just an example. Another example of things people are using way too much online is this clip.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
Any inconvenience and people are using that clip.
That clip is probably 12 years old.
Oh, my. It's from The Office. It's years old.
Yeah.
It's years and years old. The gif of Homer Simpson going into the bush. I am sick to death of Homer Simpson going into the bloody bush.
I probably used it last week.
Yeah,
honestly. Do you know that when someone has like a product online and it's like, take my money? You know that meme of the guy from Futurama? Take my money. Sick of it. Can't stand it.
Producer Callum.
Something just to really wind you up.
Go on.
Dave, just to finish you off, from Leah. Despicable Me 4 is coming in July, so brace yourself.
Oh my God, I'm going to go mad. I'm going to go mad. Epic fail. If you're still saying epic fail, oh, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, FML. No one says it anymore.
Oh, I like FML.
Move on. FML and epic fail need to move on. And then the final thing that I think needs to move on, and it's not even specifically an online thing, it's people do it in restaurants when they think they're class. They pick up a little bit of salt and they do the salt bay thing. Shut up. I hate you.
I
will never go to dinner with you.
Shut up.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I want to talk to you for a second about rich people and how they feel about bus lanes.
Okay.
I want to ask you both, have you ever been really under pressure and used a bus lane even for a second and been like, oh no, please don't tell me one of them lads is an undercover. I really don't want to pay this fine.
One of the worst things ever. Do you ever go, like when you're driving down through Drumcondra, and I had to go kind of left onto Collins Avenue, and it was like, I was like, I know the left's coming up, so I'll just get into this lane. And then the first left wasn't the one I had to go. It was the next one. I just kept going in the bus lane. I was like, I'm so sorry.
I know. It is. It's a scary thing like that, especially if you're kind of half in it by accident.
Yeah.
You know, Culshies when they come to Dublin, etc. A millionaire has been slammed online for being a bit of an ass, to be honest.
Okay.
He seems to use bus lanes as his most common mode of lane to use on the road. And he put this TikTok up, like most people who are mean would do if they're that way inclined. And this kind of that AI voiceover on TikTok, so sorry if it's annoying, it's only a couple of seconds anyway, but this is what he dubbed over the TikTok of him. It was actually a passenger taking the video, which surprised me. He was in the bus lane, and this is what the TikTok says.
To poor people, this is a bus lane. To rich people, it's a VIP lane to avoid traffic. We don't care about the fines.
That's actually a good point.
That stings.
It does, doesn't it? But like that's how like millionaires, they can do whatever they want because they're just like, I'll pay the fine. It's fine.
Do you get penalty points for doing that?
I don't know if you get penalty points for using the bus lane. I could be completely wrong on that one. I have no idea.
I'd say if you're probably a multiple offender,
that would be a deterrent for sure.
But apparently, if this in the UK, if drivers are caught using the bus lane, then they have to pay between 60 and 70 quid. If it's paid within 14 days of the notice, then it's halved. So like you're looking at potentially 30 quid or 45
right.
quid. Or 35 quid, sorry. And if it's not paid within 28 days, it increases by 50%. But again, you're looking at a maximum of £140.
Right, okay.
So if you're a millionaire and you maybe have an assistant, what's that to you?
Just chump change.
Let it come in and let it be paid or whatever,
but
right?
Like, do you know even when, you know, because the bus lanes are only a specific time, some of them.
Sometimes, yeah.
And they're all, whenever, I think people are just afraid of the bus lanes. I'm like, use the bus lanes when it's actually out of the time.
Yeah.
Because it's great. They're always free. No one uses them because people are afraid to use them because they're going, oh, I can't go in there. It's a bus lane. I'm like, I'm technically you can.
Yeah, what time is it again?
It's after 7 o'clock,
okay.
I think.
Okay, right. Yeah.
So I was thinking, if we were all millionaires, here are some things that we could do if we're just not afraid of fines.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So one, just never, ever, ever pay for parking.
Yeah.
Just park wherever you want, whenever you want, at whatever time you want.
Only issue with
town.
That is the clamping.
Yeah, having to wait for
having
the man.
To wait.
That is true. That is true. Clamping wouldn't.
But you're
be
also rich. You'd just get a taxi home.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually thinking, would there be a way around that? Could you bring your own clamp and put it on your car so that the clamper's like, oh, I've already done that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually a really good idea.
This is one that terrifies me in terms of a fine because it happened to my friend years ago. You know, if you go to the bottle bank. Mm-hmm. And by accident, if there's a trace of rubbish left behind, just sometimes even like if you're bringing like a box, a glass jar, yeah, or a box, and there's something in it, like a little stringy bit or a little bit of a leaflet or something, I don't know, and it is left behind, they're quite camera monitored in most parts.
Are they?
And you will be noticed and you will get a fine, right? So a friend of mine years ago brought his bottles to the bottle bank, emptied them and left the box and was fined hundreds.
Oh
right?
My what? God.
So you could bring your glass jars and your bottles to the bottle bank or at your bottles and cans to the bank or bin and just leave them there in a box.
Or just don't even bring it to the bottle bank.
Yeah, there you go.
We are not encouraging dumping here, by the way.
No, just prepare for
only if you're rich.
Another one, and this would be massive for me because you know how much I sweat about eFlow. Never get an eFlow tag or account. You'll never have to log in to pay before 8 p.m. the right. following day. Just carry on and carry on for years. And eventually, maybe have your assistant pay the millions before your court date.
Yeah.
Or go for the day out in the chance to wear a new suit on the court day.
I like that. I would like to be rich now.
Oh, to be rich.
Oh, to be rich.
I didn't want to be rich before that, but now I do, actually.
For honestly, only eFlow.
You really convinced me to get rich.
I'm going to work real hard. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
New album just out, making headlines all weekend. Really spilling what went on behind the scenes with her ex Dalton, and quite sad actually as well. Just another situation kind of similar to Adele where it's kind of detailing a divorce and that's
right.
Not never ideal, is it?
For Ariana.
I need to listen to it, Eternal Sunshine. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. What is this? One second, can we just take this in?
I like this vibe.
I love it.
It's a good beat.
It's clubby jig.
Well, you're on the right track. So at this time last week, we played a game called One Foot in the Rave where we play you tiny snippets of dance tunes.
Yeah.
If you can guess them correctly, we'll give you IMC cinema passes. Because it's Schacht an Rigge. And Paddy says this
your poor
weekend.
Throat.
Yeah, and
that
also
actually really hurt.
The poor Irish language didn't need that sarcasm.
Schacht an Rigge. Because it is Schacht an Rigge and Paddy says this weekend, we've changed it up. And this game is called One Flute in the Rave.
Wow.
Instead of One Foot in the Rave.
Excellent.
And that works. And that
because,
works so
because
sense.
You're a flute.
Yeah. Basically, I've taken my tin whistle and I have played a rave tune on the tin whistle. And if you can guess it correctly on 087-711-1038, I'll give you a pair of IMC cinema passes.
Now, this show, man.
Is it actually you or did you get AI to do it?
It is actually me. I sat, and do you know what's really hard? Is that the tin whistle is in the key of D.
Okay.
So loads of songs, if they're not in the key of D, I can't even play them. My boyfriend Alex and I were standing by the keyboard trying to transpose songs into different keys. And I was like, I will just go for a different song.
Listen, right. Dave, I'm sure you're realising, we simply cannot have anything cool on the show.
No, not a thing. Not a thing.
Well, you can.
One foot
then
in the rave.
It will be
one foot
compensated
in the rave
with.
Was a pretty cool game.
Cool game. Yeah. You know, very play a clip of a dance tune. Yeah.
A bit ravey, but fun.
No, no.
Then Aisling gets her way and calls it one flute in the rave.
In fair.
Makes it Irish and plays the tin whistle.
In fairness, it is.
It's true.
So we're going to play the clip of the tin whistle dance tune. If you think you know it, you got to send us over the word flute in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
You're not loud and cool on the show. It's not loud. Okay, have a listen. What dance tune is Aisling playing on her tin whistle? Flute in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Get ready.
How did you do the higher note on that, on the tin whistle?
I blew harder.
Blew harder, yeah. That is class.
Thank you.
That's so good.
Okay, again, it's day one of this game. Too easy.
Do you think?
Far too easy.
Too easy for me to play or too easy for people to guess?
Too easy for people to guess.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
One foot in the rave is a tough game.
So that means I'm likely going to have to do a brand new song for tomorrow.
Very true.
100%.
Christ. You can hear the effort.
I can hear the effort. Her like red cheeks.
Yeah, yeah.
From a real puffed out from blowing it.
There's something so funny about a tin whistle.
Bear in mind, 10 IMC cinema passes for the
no.
This. It's day
two,
one.
Mate.
Two IMC cinema. Thank God.
Because we're likely going to get a winner every day this week. Okay,
fair
we're
enough,
being generous.
Enough,
so
enough.
Two to be won today. Flute and WhatsApp 087-711-1038.
I don't enjoy flute and WhatsApp. Dara, what are you up to this morning?
I'm in work.
Okay, what do you do, Dara?
I'm a female worker.
Sheet metal worker.
Yeah, I make all the fence and the ducts for the warehouses and all.
Very cool.
And they have spin on in the warehouse, do they?
Yeah, all the time.
I like it. Do you make them big enough so that people can fit through, so that if they ever need to like break in and spy on people, they can do it?
I don't know, I couldn't answer that.
That's secrets of the trade.
That's for him to know, me to find out.
Confidential information.
The only way I'll know is if I'll sneak into some vents. That's absolutely fair enough.
You'll have to try to find out.
That's exactly it.
We're playing one flute in the rave this morning on the show, Dara. How do you think Aisling's tin whistle skills are?
I think they could be a bit better.
Do you think? I don't know how you could play that any better in that way.
I think a primary school student would learn better.
Wow. I am absolutely on dog's abuse on the show this morning.
What's your guess, Dara?
Summer by Calvin Harris.
Is it Summer by Calvin Harris?
Thanks.
See you later, Dara. Bye.
Well done, Dara.
Talk to you later. That was class. Well done.
Bring
it back tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we'll bring it back tomorrow.
Do a better one.
100%. I'm gonna up my skills every day.
Does anyone have a fiddle lying around? Because mine's in Waterford, and I'd love to join you. We could do a duet.
Oh yeah, if anyone has
one fiddle in the rave.
If anyone has a triangle.
We won't be doing that.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.